今天正道的经文是在以弗所书二章十二到二十二节，找着了以后又为大家的诵读。以弗所书二章十二到二十二节，那时你们与基督无关，在以色列国民以外，在所应许的诸约上是局外人，并且活在世上没有指望，没有神。你们从前远离神的人，如今却在基督耶稣里，靠着他的血已经得清净了。因他使我们和睦，将两下合而为一，拆毁了中间隔断的墙，而且以自己的身体废掉冤仇，就是那记在律法上的规条，为要将两下借着自己造成一个新人，如此便成就了和睦。记在十字架上灭了冤仇，便借着这十字架使两下归为一体，与神和好了，并且来传和平的福音给你们远处的人，也给那近处的人。因为我们两下借着他被一个圣灵所感，得以进到父面前，这样你们不再做外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人了，并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有基督耶稣自己为房角石，各房靠他联络得合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿。你们也靠他同被建造，成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。这是今天正道的经文。The kids. 大家早。
First of all, I'd like to make a confession.
第一个，我要先要自首。
Some of you may have heard this sermon before.
你们当中可能有些人在过去听过这篇道。
I have to admit I got behind on things this week.
我必须要承认说这个礼拜我有点落后。
And then I got a little bit sick.
然后我有点生病。
So I'm reusing an old message.
所以我要重用一个以前讲过的一个讲道。
The good thing is most of us have short memories.
好处是我们常常会忘记。
I last preached this sermon 4 years ago in New Life.
我上次讲这篇道是在四年前在新生命团契。
So we'll see how good our memories are.
我们看看我们记忆力多好。
I would like to thank David Forrester and our church board and our whole church for all the ways that you show appreciation to us as staff here.
哎，我想代表谢谢 David 和整个全教会，谢谢你对我们牧师的一个公开的一个感谢。
Thank you for the kind gift and the public acknowledgement this morning.
谢谢你们今刚刚的礼物，还有在公开的一个感谢。
But every week I feel appreciated by people in our church.
但是每个星期我都感觉到说我们当中的很多人感谢我。
And each Sunday, several of you take time to share kind words with me.
那每个主日呢，你们当中的很多人花点时间来过来跟我讲几句话。
And I hope that you too feel encouraged to be part of this church family.
那我也希望你在这个家人这一家里面呢，你也感觉到你被鼓励到了。
But let's be real.
但是我们要面对现实面。
Not everything goes smoothly in God's family.
在神的家里面，并不是每件事情都很顺利的。
I know of several here this morning who have felt discouraged by God's family.
那我知道你们当中在座有些人今天早上可能就觉得说对这个教会里面的家人有时候觉得很气馁。
If we think about the families we know well, we quickly realize that every family has problems.
如果我们很快想想说我们认识的那些家人的话，我们就会知道说在每个家庭里面都有他的问题。
We let each other down.
我们彼此很失望。
But a family is where we are most real.
但是在一个家里面，那是个地方，我们可以有自己的真面目。
We can be ourselves.
我们可以当我们自己。
For better or worse.
不管是好是坏。
In a family, we can learn to love each other as we really are.
那在一个家里面呢，我们可以我们真的面目呢，来学习的彼此相爱。
Not as we pretend to be.
而不是我们假装要这么做。
If I asked, who here grew up in a model family? So you can tell us how a perfect family works. Would anyone?
如果我想问说，你们当中你们觉得说自己是来自一个很模范的家庭，你可以告诉我说一个家人应该是怎么样的运作的？你可以举起手来吗？
Would anyone put up their hand?
你愿意举起手来吗？
I think I grew up in a pretty good family.
我成长在一个蛮好的家庭的。
Deep down, we loved each other.
在我们内心深处, 我们彼此相爱。
And we are all friends now.
那我们现在都是很好的朋友。
But my sisters and I used to argue terribly.
但是我跟我妹妹们, 我们常常会吵架。
They thought somehow they could win an argument with me.
他们常觉得说他们跟我争论一定会赢的。
One of my sisters and my father and I, we enjoyed a good debate around the kitchen table.
那我一个妹妹跟我的父亲, 我们喜欢在我们餐桌前, 然后一起来讨论一些事情。
As the discussion would grow more heated, we became more concerned to prove that we are right.
当我们的讨论越来越炽热的时候, 我们就急着要想要证明说我是对的。
And the debate would turn into an argument.
那这个讨论就变成一个争论。
Then we might start to criticize one another. Until my mother would get tears in her eyes and quietly leave the kitchen table.
直到我母亲她的眼泪，她的眼中充满了泪水，她很安静地离开厨房。
Well, that ruined the debate.
那这是毁坏了我们所有的争论。
And it often ruined dinner.
通常也会毁了我们的晚餐。
We felt ashamed for arguing.
我们为这样争论觉得很丢脸。
The problem started because we each wanted to be right.
那这个问题开始就是因为我们每个人都想对。
But mom just wanted us to get along with each other.
但是我的母亲只想我们能够彼此很好的相处。
But now that I'm raising my own family, you might think that things are much better.
那现在我自己的家庭的，你可能会觉得说事情应该比较好了。
But I really don't think so.
可是我不这么认为。
In 2012, I was asked to speak at the New Beginnings Camp.
那在2012年的时候，那菲律宾团契邀请我去他们的夏令营，能够讲道。The
topic I was assigned was the family of God.
他们跟我请我分享是神的一家人的这个讲题。Little
did I know that my own family would have some troubles on the way there.
那我自己不知道说，其实我家人开始有一些问题就要产生了。Because
my wife Sandra was working, I packed up with the children.
那因为我太太先转了要工作，所以我跟孩子一起来，我们的打整理行李。
We picked up Sandra from work.
我们去接我妻子。
And then about 2 hours down the road, we stopped at a gas station to use the washroom.
那大概开了2个钟头以后呢, 我们停在一个加油站, 我们开始去上厕所。
In the gas station, I noticed one of my sons coming out of the washroom without any shoes on his feet.
那我看到我的其中一个儿子呢, 他从那个厕所里面出来的时候, 他的脚上是没有穿鞋的。
His feet were completely bare.
他脚上是光溜溜的。
I scolded him for this.
我就为这个骂他。
Why would he go into a public washroom with bare feet?
你怎么可以到公共的场所，厕所里面没有穿鞋呢？
He told me, well, he didn't have any shoes.
他告诉我说我没有鞋子。
I answered, well, then get them from the car.
那我就说那到车上拿呀。
He said, I don't have any shoes in the car.
我这车上没有鞋子啦。
I asked, well, what about your flip-flops?
那你拖鞋呢？
He answered, I don't have any flip-flops in the car either.
我在我的车上没有拖鞋呀。
I asked, well, what about in your suitcase?
那你的行李里面呢？
He said, no, I don't have any shoes or flip-flops in my suitcase.
他说我的行李里面没有鞋子，没有拖鞋。
Then I realized we had left for a whole weekend at camp without him bringing a single piece of footwear.
所以我了解到说，天哪，我们这个礼拜要去露营，我们没有任何鞋子。
No shoes, no flip-flops, not even socks.
没有鞋子，没有拖鞋，也没有袜子。
I was so frustrated.
我很沮丧。
I lectured him and criticized him at length.
我骂他，我教训他很长很长的时间。
And we had to stop at the next shopping center to buy him socks and shoes.
所以在下一个休息站呢，我们就必须停下来帮他买鞋子和袜子。
But the worst surprise was still to come.
但是更令人惊讶的事情在后面。
When we arrived at the camp, a 3-hour drive from home, I realized that I had forgotten my entire suitcase. Here I had lectured my son for forgetting shoes, and I had forgotten all my clothes. I had been asked to speak about God's family when I hadn't treated my own family fairly.
那我被人家告诉我说，你要传讲神的福音，讲神的家人，但是我并没有很好的对待我的家人。So
am I the only one whose family seems a little crazy?
那我是不是唯一有时候有点疯狂的家庭呢？
What if we look at the families in the Bible?
但是当我们来看看在圣经里面的家庭。
The Bible calls us, the church, God's family.
那圣经里面称到我们是神的家。
His household.
他家里的人。
Ephesians 2 says, You are no longer foreigners and strangers, but fellow citizens with God's people and also members of his household.
以弗所书里面讲到说，你们不再做外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人了。
In the Bible's original languages, the same word is used for household as for house or family.
那在圣经里面原文的意思就是说，他用神家里的人，他的意思和房子和家庭是一样的字眼。
Is this true also in Mandarin?
中文也是这样子吗？
But in the Bible's original languages, the house and family are the same word.
但在圣经原文里面，房子跟家人或家庭是一样的字眼。
So we are God's house.
所以我们是神的家。
God's household.
神的家里的人。
God's family.
神的家人。
But what does that mean?
但这是什么意思呢？
Well, one thing I want to get out of the way immediately is that it doesn't mean that we will always get along with each other.
那我马上要跟大家澄清的就是说，并不是意思不是说我们能够和平的相处。
In fact, if you look at the families in the Bible, all of them seem to be quite messed up.
那如果你小心地看圣经里面的家人的那个家庭的话，他们好像生活都蛮乱的。
The very first family.
那第一家庭。
How did they do?
他们怎么做呢？
How did the first two sons get along?
第一对兄弟他们怎么相处的呢？
Well, as you know, one brother killed the other.
你知道哥哥杀了弟弟。
It's not a very good start.
这不是很好的开始。
The nation of Israel was meant to be an extended family that showed God's greatness to the world.
那以色列这个国民呢，这个国呢，是神他的选拣选出来，要成为一个延伸的一个家庭，要成为神见证这个福音的一个典范。
But their father Abraham lied.
但是他们的父亲亚伯拉罕他撒谎。
He told Pharaoh that his wife was his sister.
他告诉法老王说，他的妻子其实是他的妹子。
Because he wanted to protect himself, he disowned his wife.
他否认了他的妻子。
Did Abraham learn his lesson?
亚伯拉罕学到教训了吗？
Not very quickly.
并不是很快。
In fact, he did the same thing when he faced another king.
其实他在面对另一个国王时候，他又做同样的事情。
And later, his son Isaac pulled the same stunt.
那之后，他的儿子呢，以撒呢，他一样做了一样的事情。
These were the human fathers of the family of God.
这是在神家里面的一个人，一个肉体的父亲所发生的事情。
Isaac's son Jacob became the father of 12 sons who became the nation of Israel.
以撒的儿子雅各，他成为有十二个孩子的一个父亲，他成为一个以色列国。
God's people.
是神的选民。
Was it because they were a model family?
是因为他们是一个典模范的家庭吗？
No.
并不是。
Jacob's sons were terrible rivals.
雅各的儿子呢，他们彼此敌对得很厉害。
They even sold one brother, Joseph, into slavery.
他们甚至把他弟弟约瑟卖到埃及当奴隶。
The strange thing about this is that God promised that the Savior would come from this family.
但是很奇怪的事情就是说，神他应许我们的救恩会从这个家庭里面出来。
Why would God choose such a messed up family to bring the Savior?
为什么神要选这样这个糟糕的家庭来带出福救恩呢？
To give us hope.
他是为了给我们希望。
When our family has trouble.
当我们的家有问题的时候。
To give us hope that when we have conflict in our family and in our church family,
给我们带来希望，不论是在我们家里或在教会里面，我们有一些冲突的时候。
God used normal, messed up families to bring the Savior Jesus.
神使用一个很平凡或是一个很乱的一个家庭来带出他的救恩。
And everyone who trusts in Him can be adopted into the family of God.
每一个相信神的人，他都可以被接纳在这个神的家里面。
So here we are today from every corner of the globe.
所以今天我们在这里聚集在一起，从世界各地来一起来。
As part of God's family.
成为神的家里。
We are not part of His family because we are good.
我们成为这个神里面的家人一份子，并不是因为我们很好。
We are not part of His family because our biological families are good.
我们成为这个神的家里面的一份子，并不是因为我们原生的家庭它很好。
We become part of God's family when we admit we are messed up.
我们成为神的家庭的一份子，是因为我们承认我们不行。
When we admit that we need Jesus to save us and to change us.
当我们跟耶稣说，我们知道，我们承认，我们需要他来救我们，他来改变我们。
Then we join his family.
然后我们就可以成为他的家人。
He brings together people from very different backgrounds.
他带神召聚的不同背景的人来到他家里面。
And joins us together in a new family.
那我们在一起变成了一个新的家庭。
His family.
他的家。
Each one of us is far from perfect.
那我们每个人都不完美。
So we will have friction.
所以我们会有摩擦。
And differences.
不同差异。
And conflicts.
我们会有冲突。
But through it all, God is working away at us.
但是透过这些事情，神在我们身上动工。
To improve us.
来改善我们。
And to make us into a people that show His grace.
然后我们变成了一个能够彰显神恩典的一个人。
I want to show you photos of two kinds of rocks.
我想要给大家看两个照片，两种石头。
Richard, if you could put the first one up there. There are some rocks that haven't had much water fall on them.
那这个石头呢，它并没有经过水很多的冲击。
They are dry and jagged.
它是很多锋利的边，还有它很干涩。
Now let's look at the next photo.
我们看下一个。
Here are rocks that are in a river.
这是在河里边的石头。
Now what is different about the rocks in the river?
那这个在河里边石头跟刚刚的照片有什么不一样呢？
They are smooth.
它们是很平滑的。
All their rough edges have been worn off.
它们旁边的一些很严厉的边呢，都已经被冲洗的平滑了。
Why are they this way?
为什么它们会这样子呢？
Well, the flowing water forces those rocks to bump into each other.
因为流动的水让这些石头它们必须彼此的冲撞。
Minute after minute.
分分秒秒。
Day after day.
日复一日。
Year after year.
年复一年。
They bump into each other and rub away their rough edges.
他们将彼此的冲撞，把他们旁边的一棱角都冲撞平了。
That's like family.
这就像一家家人一样。
That's like God's family.
就像神的家人一样。
If we are left on our own, we may be content, but we will never change or grow.
我们如果说被撇弃在旁边的话，我们可能会觉得很满足，但是我们并不会成长。
We will be left alone with sharp edges.
我们会被撇在旁边，然后充满了一棱角。
So God puts us in His family.
说神把我们放在家里面。
He is the river of life.
他是那生命的河。
And we are all rocks in His river.
那我们就是他河里面的石头。
But being in the river causes us to bump against each other.
但是在河里面呢，我们就彼此要冲撞。
Our rough edges collide.
我们的棱角就会磨平了。
And cause friction.
然后造成很多摩擦。
But through it all, God is transforming us as His family.
但是透过这些呢，神在改变我们，成为他的家人。
So that we all become gems.
所以我们变成了一个珍宝。
He puts us in a church to work together.
他把我们放在教会里面一起来同工。
So that our rough edges will collide.
所以我们的一些棱角就会磨平了。
And this rubbing together is transforming us.
那这样彼此的冲撞，在我们身里面一起的改变。
Into something beautiful.
那变成了一个很美丽的事物。
Together, we become the jewels that God intends us to be.
那我们在一起的变成神要使用我们的珍贵的宝石。
It cannot happen in isolation.
如果你是独自一个人，就是不能这么做，这么成就的。
You may know this verse, 2 Corinthians 2:17.
你可能听过这句话。
No, 5:17, sorry. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone, the new is here.
那在哥林多后书里面讲到说，因此若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧的已经过去，看哪，新的已经来临。
Then God is changing us.
神在改变我们。
But notice what comes next.
那接着看后面讲什么。
The next verse says, All this is from God who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation.
那他说接着说，一切都是出于神，他借着基督使我们与他和好。
God has made us into a new creation.
神把我们变成新造的人。
He has done this by reconciling us to himself.
他借着和他和好来完成这样的事情。
And then giving us the ministry of reconciliation.
接着给我们这样一个和好的一个事工。
So we help others be reconciled to God.
所以我们帮助别人能够跟与神和好。
And to be reconciled to each other.
那彼此也能够和好。
Life in the church is a constant process of reconciliation.
那在教会里面的生命就是一连续持续不断的和好的一个过程。
With God and with each other.
跟神很好，跟彼此弟兄姐妹和好。
The need for reconciliation presupposes that we will have conflict.
那所以说要和好的话，我们讲我们预先的前提就是说我们中间有一些冲突。
If we didn't have conflict, we would need to be reconciled.
那如果我们有冲突的话，我们就不需要和好。
We will never be perfect.
我们也不会完美。
We all make mistakes.
我们都犯错。
We all sin.
我们都犯罪。
Even against each other.
甚至我们彼此对抗。
We are like river rocks bumping into each other.
我们就像河里面的石头一样彼此冲撞。
But God is at work in our hearts to help us to keep reconciling with each other.
但是神在我们心里面动工，让我们彼此能够和好。
To keep smoothing out our rough edges.
那帮我们的棱角能够磨平。
So don't be discouraged if being part of a family, even a church family, is a bumpy ride.
所以不要觉得很沮丧，甚至是在一个教会这个家庭里面，我们这个旅程可能是很一路很颠簸的。
Think of those rocks in the river.
你想想看，在河里面的那些石头。
They have a very bumpy ride.
他们的旅程也是很颠簸的。
In God's family, we will always be bumping into each other.
那在神的家里面，我们会彼此冲撞。
God is smoothing out our rough edges.
那神会把我们的棱角给磨去。
Turning us into the gemstones He intends us to be.
把我们变成他要使用的那个宝石。
Together, we can show God's glory to this world.
那我们在一起，能够向这个世界彰显神的荣耀。
A world that desperately needs to experience reconciliation.
那这个世界是很非常需要神这样一个经历这样的一个和好的。
He is making us into a new creation.
他把我们变成一个新造的人。
And He is making us His ambassadors of reconciliation.
他把我们变成是他一个和好的一个使者。
Today we celebrate communion.
今天我们来庆祝我们圣餐。
We remember how Jesus paid with His blood to adopt each one of us into His family.
我们还记得神怎么样，他用他的血付上了代价，让我们接纳我们成为他的进入他的家里面。
To reconcile us to Himself.
那我们跟他自己和好。
And to each other.
我们彼此也能够和好。
Let's prepare our hearts by singing together.
那我们一起预备我们的心，唱这接着唱这首歌。
Grace greater than our sin.
恩典大过我的罪。